Good morning. It's November 15th, 2025. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app. This report discusses a class action lawsuit against Inspire Medical Systems for securities fraud following a significant drop in its stock price. Benzinga's latest research indicates that the lawsuit was filed by the law firm Blakemar Fonte and Ald LLP in the U.S. District Court for Minnesota. Investors are being encouraged to seek more information, especially those who purchased Inspire shares, as they may have legal options available. A lawsuit comes on the heels of Inspire's disappointing announcement about the launch of its new device, the Inspire V, which was previously touted as a significant advancement in the treatment of sleep apnea. The company had claimed that it was ready to meet high demand for this device, but it later revealed that the rollout was facing delays. Allegations suggest that Inspire did not adequately prepare the necessary training and infrastructure for clinicians and payers, leading to a lack of readiness when the product was set to launch. As a result of these developments, Inspire's stock price took a dramatic hit, falling by over 32% in a single day after the company acknowledged a longer-than-expected launch timeframe and slashed its earnings guidance for the year by more than 80%. This sharp decline has prompted the legal action, as investors are now questioning the company's earlier assurances and the management's responsibility in this situation. Looking ahead, interested investors have until early January to seek involvement in the lawsuit, which could potentially lead to compensation for losses incurred. This case underscores the importance of transparency and accountability in corporate communications, particularly in the health technology sector, where investor confidence can be heavily influenced by product launch timelines and performance.
This report addresses Apple Inc.'s preparations for a potential leadership transition, particularly regarding the future of Chief Executive Officer Tim Cook. Insights from Benzinga reveal that discussions are intensifying among the board and senior executives as they consider Cook's successor, with rumors suggesting that he could step down as soon as next year. While no formal announcement has been made, sources indicate that this planning has gained momentum. Among the candidates, John Ternus, Senior Vice President of Hardware Engineering, is seen as a leading contender. Ternus has been instrumental in overseeing key products like the iPhone and Mac, and he appears to have garnered significant support within the company. It's important to note that Apple may not disclose a new CEO until after its earnings report in late January, which will reveal performance over the critical holiday season. This comes amid Apple exceeding Wall Street expectations, reporting over $100 billion in revenue for the fourth quarter, and achieving double-digit earnings growth. If Tim Cook does decide to leave in 2025, he would conclude a notable 14-year period that saw Apple's significant growth in services and technology, according to Benzinga's rankings. The company remains a strong performer in both growth and quality compared to its industry peers.
This commentary focuses on the potential for Meta Platform's stock to rise significantly over the next year. Data shared by Motley Fool suggests that analysts are optimistic, predicting a possible 40% increase in the company's stock price. Currently, Meta Platform stands as the second largest advertising technology company globally, bolstered by its ownership of three major social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. This extensive user base, with over 3.5 billion people engaging daily, positions Meta as a vital partner for many brands looking to advertise. The company is also enhancing its offerings with advancements in artificial intelligence. They have introduced machine learning models that improve ad targeting, which has led to increased user engagement on their platforms. For instance, time spent on Facebook rose by 5%, and video engagement on Instagram saw a notable increase of 30% in the recent quarter. Moreover, Meta is expanding its advertising capabilities in newer platforms like Threads and WhatsApp. The Chief Financial Officer, Susan Lee, highlighted the gradual rollout of ads within WhatsApp, which could further boost revenue. Looking ahead, the advertising technology market is expected to grow significantly, which should support Meta's goal of achieving double-digit earnings growth. In addition, the company is venturing into smart glasses, a market that is projected to expand substantially in the coming years. With their augmented reality smart glasses, Meta aims to integrate advanced capabilities that could change how personal devices interact with users. Despite reporting strong financial results, including a 26% increase in revenue, Meta's stock experienced a decline after announcing plans for increased spending on artificial intelligence product development. Some analysts believe this sell-off was an overreaction, considering the long-term benefits these investments could bring. With expectations of 15% annual earnings growth over the next few years, Meta's current valuation appears attractive. Investors looking to enter this space might consider initiating a small position in the stock based on these insights.
This report addresses the impact of the new AI mode on traditional search engine optimization and the need for businesses to adapt to generative engine optimization. Citing Benzinga's data, PK SEO has announced the launch of AI mode in Australia, which is significantly altering how businesses gain visibility online. The founder of PK SEO, Peter Kapuzas, suggests that this development marks the end of traditional search engine optimization as we know it. With AI mode, users are now receiving summarized answers from a limited set of trusted sources, instead of the clickable organic links that once dominated search results. This shift is reportedly leading to a sharp decline in click-through rates for many websites, indicating a permanent change in the digital landscape rather than a fleeting trend. Kapuzas emphasizes the importance of establishing authority, trust, and credibility, collectively known as EEAT, as essential for businesses to remain relevant in this new environment. Companies are urged to pivot their strategies towards optimizing for these AI-generated responses rather than competing solely for top rankings on traditional search pages. PK SEO also advises businesses to enhance their brand authority, build comprehensive content clusters, and improve their digital trust signals to thrive in this changing ecosystem. The message is clear. Adaptation is no longer optional, and early adopters of generative engine optimization will likely lead the way in this new era of digital marketing. In summary, with AI-driven search models on the rise, businesses must rethink their online strategies to maintain visibility and competitive edge. As Kapuzas puts it, those who adapt now will gain momentum, while others may struggle to keep up.
This commentary focuses on Intuitive Machines and its recent acquisition of Lanteris, a subsidiary previously known as Maxar Space Systems. As reported earlier by Motley Fool, Intuitive Machines is making headlines with its decision to purchase Lanteris for a total of $800 million, a move that could significantly enhance its operations in the space sector. The acquisition involves a mix of cash and stock. With $450 million paid in cash and the remaining $350 million settled through the issuance of new shares. While this means a dilution of about 30% for existing shareholders, the potential benefits appear substantial. Intuitive Machines aims to leverage Lanteris's expertise in satellite servicing to bolster its capabilities, especially as it works on NASA's Lunar Communication Network. Financially, this deal looks promising. Intuitive Machines had generated $226 million in revenue over the past year. However, with Lanteris on board, total revenue could exceed $850 million annually, suggesting that Lanteris alone could contribute at least $625 million. From a valuation perspective, this translates to a price-to-sales ratio of just 2 for Intuitive Machines post-acquisition, which many analysts consider quite attractive for a company in the space industry. While there are concerns about dilution, the overall strategic fit and revenue enhancement from acquiring Lanteris seem to position Intuitive Machines well for future growth. If all goes according to plan, with the acquisition expected to close in early 2026, this could be a transformative move for the company, setting it up for significant advancements in both lunar and broader space operations.
This discussion focuses on two exchange-traded funds, the Global X Silver Miners ETF and the VanEck Gold Miners ETF. Market observers at Motley Fool found that while both funds target the basic material sector, they have distinct features that make them appealing to different types of investors. The VanEck Gold Miners ETF, or GDX, has recently outperformed its counterpart, the Global X Silver Miners ETF, known as SIL. GDX boasts lower management fees and a larger pool of assets, making it a more affordable option for investors. Specifically, its expense ratio stands at 0.51%, compared to SIL's 0.65%. However, SIL offers a higher dividend yield, which could attract those looking for income from their investments. Performance-wise, GDX has shown better total returns over the past year and 5 years, as well as slightly less price volatility. This stability may appeal to more risk-averse investors seeking long-term growth. While GDX is concentrated in gold mining companies, with major holdings in firms like Agnico Eagle Mines, Newmont Corporation, and Barrick Mining Corporation, SIL focuses on silver miners and includes stocks such as Wheaton Precious Metals and Pan American Silver Corporation. In summary, both funds provide targeted exposure to their respective metals, but GDX may be better suited for those focused on cost-effectiveness and stability, while SIL could be more appealing to investors interested in higher dividend yields and silver market dynamics.
This commentary examines the potential of certain stocks to deliver extraordinary returns, highlighting NVIDIA, Amazon, and Microsoft as prime examples. According to Motley Fool's latest report, these companies have transformed initial investments into monumental gains, showcasing the power of long-term growth and adaptability. NVIDIA, for instance, has evolved from a company focused on graphics processing units primarily for gaming to a leader in artificial intelligence applications. An investment of $1,000 at its initial public offering would now be valued at around $4.6 million. This remarkable journey illustrates how identifying a product in a niche market with the potential for broader applications can lead to tremendous success. Similarly, Amazon started as an online bookstore and has expanded into a marketplace where consumers can purchase almost anything. A $1,000 investment at its IPO would now be worth approximately $2.5 million. This expansion into various sectors, including delivery and advertising, has allowed Amazon to thrive even in a saturated market. Microsoft's growth, while slower, has been equally impressive. Initially known for its personal computer software, the company adapted to include operating systems, productivity tools, and cloud computing services. This strategic pivot has solidified Microsoft as a leading force in technology. It's important to note that the paths of these companies were not without turbulence. Each faced significant downturns, with stock prices occasionally dropping by 75% or more. For example, during the dot-com crash, Amazon's stock lost nearly 95% of its value. Investors who remained committed during these challenging times were ultimately rewarded. For those looking to replicate such success, the advice is clear. Seek out companies with a strong product in a specific niche that also show potential for broader market capture. Once identified, maintaining a long-term investment strategy is crucial, as market fluctuations can often lead to disconnections between stock prices and company performance. While finding the next major success story may be challenging, there are still opportunities in the market that could yield impressive returns. The key lies in identifying resilient companies and holding on for the long haul.
This report highlights the pre-sale progress and upcoming protocol launch of Mutium Finance in the decentralized finance sector. Benzinga recently noted that Mutium Finance is at a pivotal moment as it nears the release of its version 1 protocol on the Sepolia testnet later this year. Interest in the project has escalated as its pre-sale has raised approximately $18.7 million, with the sixth phase almost fully allocated at 99%. This surge in participation has expanded the project's community to over 18,000 holders, indicating a strong backing among early supporters. The pre-sale began with the MUTM token priced at 1 cent, and it has since risen to 3.5 cents, marking a remarkable 250% increase since the start. This structured pre-sale model, with fixed prices and limited supplies, has driven demand, leading to quicker sellouts in each phase. Moreover, Mutian Finance has made strides in accessibility by allowing participants to purchase tokens directly with a credit card, removing previous limitations and simplifying the entry process for new investors. Looking ahead, the confirmed launch of the V1 protocol promises features like a liquidity pool, MT tokens, and debt tokens, all essential components for the lending and borrowing system. This announcement, along with a solid development timeline, has bolstered investor confidence in the project's commitment to real progress. As they advance through the second phase of their roadmap, the team is ensuring rigorous testing and security measures. Notably, they achieved a high score in a professional code review and have implemented a bug bounty program to enhance security. With the pre-sale entering its final stages and the V1 launch approaching, Mutian Finance is positioning itself as a notable player in the decentralized finance landscape. Investors are keenly watching for updates as the project continues to gain momentum.
This commentary discusses Pfizer's strategic acquisition of the biotech company Metsera and its implications for the pharmaceutical giant. Motley Fool's latest research indicates that Pfizer, which has faced declining revenues and an impending patent cliff, is attempting to revitalize its business through this significant acquisition. Following a period of remarkable success during the pandemic, Pfizer's sales have fallen, prompting the company to seek opportunities for growth. The latest acquisition focuses on Metsera's promising anti-obesity treatments, a market that is expanding quickly due to rising obesity rates and recent advancements in drug development. Although Pfizer's initial proposal to acquire Metsera was challenged by rival Novo Nordisk, which made a competing offer, Pfizer ultimately raised its bid to secure the deal, potentially reaching $10 billion including milestone payments. The demand for anti-obesity medications is projected to skyrocket, with some estimates suggesting that the market could grow to $150 billion by the year 2035. Pfizer's acquisition is particularly strategic as Metsera's lead product, MET-097i, has shown promising results in clinical trials, indicating a significant weight loss potential with improved tolerability compared to existing options. In addition to this acquisition, Pfizer maintains a robust pipeline of other drug candidates, particularly in oncology. Despite the challenges posed by the upcoming patent expirations of key products, the company appears well-positioned to replace lost revenue with new offerings. Pfizer is also implementing cost-cutting measures and has secured tariff exemptions that may help bolster its margins. Overall, while the company faces short-term hurdles, the recent moves suggest a potential turnaround, making Pfizer's stock an attractive option for investors willing to endure some volatility.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and have a great morning.